From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A dangerous disease spreads. The World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee next week on the Zika virus. Jeff Custer takes a look.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world. In recent years, become associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects, known as microcephaly, has not been firmly established, but she said it is strongly suspected. Jeff Custer, Washington.
The Syrian opposition says it will not be at talks on the situation in Syria, scheduled to begin in Geneva on Friday. The Saudi-backed group known as the High Negotiations Council says the responses they've received to their demands for an end to airstrikes and the lifting of a siege in Syria are not acceptable. Stefan de Mistura, UN Special Envoy to Syria, says the talks are important.
We are planning to launch what we call the intra-Syrian talks, negotiations, in order to have progress in the context of reaching finally stability and peace and dignity back in Syria.
The UN, Stefan de Mistura. Political leaders in Somalia have agreed to a framework for holding elections this year. The framework was announced Thursday after 2 days of talks in Mogadishu. No dates for the elections were announced. The current government's mandate to rule runs out in September. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.